The following message is brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Glory, 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 glory. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Ah, yes, oh yes, to God who is most high. All glory, honor, and praise be unto you, O Lord. Oh, y'all excuse me just for a little minute. I'm going to get myself together here. Yeah. Jehovah, God is. He is being. He is everything. He is everywhere. Yes, God, he is immense. He's transcendent. Do you know who he is? Do you know him? Do you know who he is? Yes. Have you allowed him to visit with you, to talk with you, to sit with you? Oh, glory, oh, glory. Oh, glory, oh, glory. Yes, we praise you, oh, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, oh, Lord. Yes, for you are God and you are God alone. There are none others like you. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, Lord. I'm sorry, I got a little full. I was just getting into the word. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, sir. Thank you for worshiping. Men of God ought to be worship leaders. We ought not sit back. Let somebody else formulate to pray. We ought to be worship leaders. We ought to lead the worship. But God is truly good. I'm standing on a sure foundation in Jesus Christ. In him, I am certain that he'll work everything out. Amen. First, let me just give honor to God who is most high, to his angel who he has allowed to co-labor here with us as our pastor, as our minister, as our teacher, as a close friend and confidant, a brother in so many different ways. We thank God for you. We do, you and your family, and we continue to pray for you. First of all, we're glad to have you back, even though I know you were doing a short visit, but we're glad to have you back today. God bless you. God bless you, all of you. Good to see your faces today. I'm going to be talking this for a little while to you about a very, really familiar verse. If you don't mind, stand on your feet, and I'll get my glasses. So then, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. The book of Romans is right after the book of Acts, okay? The book of Acts is right after the book of John. Are y'all there yet? If you have your Bibles or you're dwelling in your phone, the phone's going to find it for you pretty quick if the smartphone is smart today. Y'all know what I mean? Huh? Sometimes it can be unsmart. I'm going to start at verse 35. I'm going to start reading at verse 35 so we can feel the impact, if you will, of this text. Excuse me. I'm not going to start at verse 35. I want to start at, I know Sister Barb back there like going crazy, like, that ain't what you told me. I'm going to start at verse, 21. Because the creature itself also be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, what do he hopeth for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know that we should pray for as we ought. We do not know what we are to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings and which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart know what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And here's a focal verse, and we know. Turn to your neighbor and say, and we know. Say, I know. Say, I know. You know. They know. That all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Y'all like that, don't you? Yeah. That's some folks' favorite verse right there. It's mine too. Yes. That word came to me by the Holy Spirit. I had actually preached it before, but I really preached it under my own fruition. Just wanted to intellectually tackle some of the things that were in there. But the Lord came back to me again and showed it to me. And I have received so many confirmations during the week and even up to this moment to today, even the songs that you have chosen, so forth and so on. Those things do happen when you are working together for the good. Amen. So when I looked at this text, first of all, let me just not be so serious just for a minute. Let me ask, and do anybody know what's going on with this weather? Can anybody take responsibility for this? Are there any meteorologists in the house? I mean, really, what is going on? When I came in this morning, Sister Cynthia told me her granddaughter said, I need my coat. She had on a long coat. I said, I feel you, baby. You can't figure this thing out. I mean, it's just there. I mean, we just have to work with it, right? Amen. It's actually talking about the weather has a lot to do with what we're going to discuss today. You know, the things that God has control of and what he does. Amen. That's right. All things. You said, God is my all. That word, we'll look at that. We'll look at that. But if you notice in the text, though, however, and at verse 28, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. When the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, he said, okay, I know that you like this verse and everything, but I want you to remind yourself that only the called according to my purpose do I work all these good things. Question, are you the called? Do you know? I mean, later on in the verse, it talks about who the called is, and just in case, so that we don't have to be too technical. But if you read on, if you get time, read on, read about who the called are, okay? And we know that we are called according to his purpose, and you work within his purpose so that these things, that all things can be worked out for you. But I looked at the first word in the text was a conjunction. And Deacon McFarland was messing with us on 2 weeks ago when he was preaching, he was teaching, yeah, probably preaching and teaching Sunday school. And he talked about the conjunction and he reminded, he said, remember conjunction, what's your function? Sesame Street, picking up words and clauses and phrases. But it's real, it's here. This conjunction is right here, and it's so unique. This whole verse is unique. It is packed full. It's packed full with not only just theological knowledge, but it's written in perfect Greek and in English. And each word supports the other word. As a matter of fact, if you do just a word find on, you'll notice that some of them kind of have the same meaning. Now, words have several different definitions. If you look at it, when you get time, look at that. This is what is so full about it. But this "and" that's in the text is connecting not just what is said in the previous verses and what is being said in the post-text, but it connects the entire Bible. Amen. Y'all get it. Y'all get it. It connects all that has been said and done up to this point, and all that is said and done after this point. And the reason being, let me just go ahead and tell you, that it's a salvational statement. It's about our salvation. Amen? And it leads us into why we know. See, the reason why we know, because we're the called. And there's some people out there that don't know. And the people that you work with sometime or whatever, it's on a job you can't figure out. There are people who constantly talk down about God. You know, I got some good friends that are in other kinds of religions and faiths and stuff like that. Some of them say that Christianity, is a white man's religion, and Jesus, they came up with the name Jesus. I'm like, you don't know your Bible, you don't know theology. You know what I'm saying? You don't know the autographing of the Bible and how men that God chose kept the word, and they kept it clean and precise, and you can follow it back. Even because I'm using actually the King James version of the word today. And what I like about the King James, even though it has some hard words in there that sometimes I cannot say, but it follows the Greek, the way it was written, almost exactly, okay? So you get the foot. But what this does is it tells you who is talking, how they had been talking, so that we can copy that text and we can follow that text. And we can put it in all of the other texts of the things that are in the Bible. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Like the anthropology and things of the Bible, amen? So we'll know that it's authentic in every way. Are y'all with me? Am I losing anybody? I'm going to come to it right now. I just had to cover this. So that word "and," the conjunction, links the verses, the thought, the theology together. Then I was looking at the all things, and I just noticed that the opposite of all things is nothing. Amen. And this is probably not on the screen, but later on in the text at 8:35 and 39, he talks about how nothing can separate us from the love of God. Amen. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Let me just read a little bit, because I was trying to do it anyway. Y'all still with me? Yes, have I lost anybody? No. Right, don't be so serious. Verse 35, it says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress?" Anybody feeling me yet? Anybody going through tribulation and distress? Persecution, famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword? Right there at sword. And right now, there's so many things going on with the mass killings and, the AK-47s and the bump stops and all the things they're talking about in weaponry. Even though they're talking about the sword, which was used in their times, we can take that sword and correlate it into what is going on today. So the word is saying to you that weapons, guns, nuclear arsenals. I remember I kept on saying, pray for the president, just pray for our president, pray for him, that he'll come to his senses, and they'll sit down now, you know, they're talking with North Korea, and they haven't talked, stuff like that. Do y'all know how powerful nuclear weapons are? I mean, goodness. But even Paul said, even those things cannot separate us from the love of God. So we still don't have to worry about what's going to happen or what has happened to those who fell underneath the weapons or the weaponry, or those who are falling. But we pray that that the Lord God stop these things from happening. Amen. My son work inside the schools, and I pray about him and for him all the time, that no foolishness like that goes on, or no harm, hurt, harm, protect, or anything danger comes his way. And that I know that on that day the Lord will warn you. He don't let us go. The called. Let me go back to the called. He don't let us go without being warned. Sometimes we just don't listen. Amen. Verse 36 says, as it is written, for the sake we are killed all the day long. Paul's talking to us, y'all. The Holy Spirit is talking to us through Paul. We are counted as sheep for slaughter. That they know they are counting us out. And it's like, aren't they? They're counting us out. Every day on the job, they say, you know, they don't want you to get your praise on. They don't want you to pray. You know, you have to do it silently or whatever you need to do. Well, some jobs. Because on the contrary, there are other jobs who really welcome prayer and religion for all. It says, nay, in all these things, look at the word all is in there again. And all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Notice that love is in the past tense. The previous scripture says that before the foundations of God, of the earth, God did foreknow, and he predestined, and he called you, and he called me before the foundation of the earth. Before it was formed, he knew us. Amen. Somebody ought to say amen. That's powerful. Y'all think on it later. Y'all think on it. Y'all get there. That is powerful. He knew me. Goodness, Lord. Okay, and then the next group of words I looked at was work together. That's a good word. That's a good word. Collaboration is a good word today. Pastor said, you know, that he wanted to allow the gifts to work together. Forsake not the assembly of the saints, like some others do. Was it Hebrew 9? Help me, somebody. Talks about us coming together, the meeting of the minds, the very fact that we are all in this room together. We are combined not only in a physical way, some of us do have talk and have conversation, but our minds are together spiritually. Amen? And that's powerful. Today, we are together spiritually. Amen? Y'all with me spiritually? Get in your spiritual mindset. You got to have the right mindset to tackle the things that you need to tackle. My little baby, Angelique, she's sitting back there. She tickles me sometimes. She's a tough little girl. She's so bright. Yeah, I'm talking about you, baby. And look at her brother sitting next to her. Austin is huge. He's going to be a giant. We're just waiting on him to hit the NFL. But she tries to tackle him sometimes. She gets him around his leg, and he just keep moving. I say, wrap it on, baby, you know, and I try to tell her how to tackle him. And she'll keep on. But I love her spirit because she don't give up. But she tries to tackle her brother, and that tickles me. But in the spirit, we have to be able to tackle the tough things in life. Amen? So we work together. So it's better if we tackle things together. Amen? A group tackle is better than a single tackle any day. You hit him high. That's in the back of the day. We say, you hit him high, I'll hit him low. But a group tackle is better than any other kind of tackle. Solo tackles are great, good. We get a bit out of shape, but we want to tackle in bunches and groups. Amen. I'm getting there. I'm going to arrive there. But this work together, it is talking about everything created to include atoms and protons. You know what protons are? Planets, galaxies, everyday life issues, work, play. It is talking about everything. The Greek word ergo, work. It is talking about God is working everything together for our good. Wow. The interplanetary movements and the outer planetary movements, places where we have not even gone yet. That the cameras, the space camera, and the travel, I think there's several of them now, it haven't even reached galaxies that he's got working together for us. Okay, here's my tie-in. When I was talking about the weather earlier, y'all still with me? Are y'all going to sleep? Here's my tie-in. When I was talking about the weather earlier, we was talking about the seasons. I'm like, okay, so in our minds, we're saying, look, it's supposed to be spring. We're supposed to be doing spring-like things. We ought to have on our spring clothes, so forth and so on, right? And so we're waiting for this to happen, for it to wit. Have you caught that in the verse earlier? For things to take on. When you light a candle, sometimes when they're trying to light the candles for communion, the candle wants to go out and go down, and sometimes it's flame, I watch it, it comes back up. But to take wit, to take strength, and to do what it has to do. But the movement of the earth is timed with precision. We can keep our calendar by it. God created it. What is this, 24 hours to turn on itself? Amen? Y'all with me? Then the moon goes around, takes about 30. I think there's only 30 days in this month. 30, 31 days, something like that. Takes the moon that long to go around the earth. Y'all still with me? God done that. Then it takes the earth and the moon 365 days to make a complete revolution around the sun. And don't you know that the sun is sweeping around other universes as it goes, all the stars that we see, and this is going on. And in the book of Genesis, he told Abraham, you can't even look at the stars. You can't even number them. They're unnumberable. I talk about this all the time, but yet he knows every hair on our head. He knows every hair has a follicle linked to it. God knows all of it. Goodness, Lord, that blows my mind. But that's what I want to tell you, that the work that he's talking about, work together, he's talking about everything, and it's working for you. Hit yourself on the chest and say, it's working for me. Would y'all do that for me, please? Just do it. Come on. It's working for me. It's working for me. Amen. I'm going there. So purpose, the word I looked at was purpose. God's plan and purpose for creation to include all created beings, the angels, y'all know that the angels are created beings. And both all the things that are good and all the things which are bad. I want to use for a subject today, he is turning it around for you and me. So I just talked about the turning and the movement of the planetary, the earth, and the things that are going on. He's also moving the economics for us, the slow wheel of economics. Our pastor is an economist. He's moving that wheel in our favor, regardless of who's in the White House. He's still in the big house, amen. And he still moves and let it turn for me, and he allows information to get off when it needs to get off for us, for me. Hit yourself on the chest again and say, it's for me. Economics work for you. That wheel economics work for me too. Blessings upon blessings upon blessings. Who was that? What's a rapper say? Blessing. I feel blessed. You say, I'm way up. Oh, y'all don't know that song. I feel blessed. That's why rappers can even sing about this God that we know. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because he controls both the good and the bad. Did y'all hear what I said? God is going to... The Bible proves, I'm going to get to it. I'm getting to it. But that song, he's Turning Around for Me, is by Vashon Mitchell. I love that song. When y'all get a chance, turn on Vashon and listen to that. It'll speak to your spirit like never before. So my point number one, did I ever get to it? Bart. Point number one, in all things are working together for us through both general and specific revelation, also through general providence and specific providence. Those are theological words, but they mean something. I'm going to simplify them in a minute. I just wanted to, so for the sake of subject and conversation, when y'all say, what was Reverend Keeling talking about? Oh, he was talking about general and specific revelation, general providence and specific providence. Some of you who are theologically sound, y'all shaking your heads, y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm going there. I'm getting there. All these things in general. In the first chapter of Romans, I think Romans 1:21, he said that there is no excuse. We all ought to know who God is. He declares himself through all things. Amen. Those chrome wheels that them big boys roll on down the street. Yeah. Without God having put things into motion actually, as a matter of fact, I don't think the whole rim is chrome. I think it's just sprayed. But they call it to anionize, or for atoms to stick together, use electrolysis so that one thing sticks on another. Those things could not even happen unless God had called these things into being in the beginning. And then they rolling on their 20s, you know, and I don't know if they give God thanks at all for it. Like Pastor said a couple weeks ago, sometimes we up and we eat this good food. I had a great meal. My niece cooked the meal. My wife brought it home. I tore it up. And I thank God for it, too. And I thank you, Amber, for cooking it. But we got some great cooks in the Murray family, and I do partake. Amen. Now, y'all to say amen. Y'all know y'all like to eat. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. All right, I'm getting to it. Even the food that we eat is all things that he has working together for our good. Hey, Ty, I see you there. Hey, what's up? I see you, Ty, and Ava, the new addition. There she is right there. Now she had to travel from up in Pennsylvania to come down, and Brother Allen had to go, and he's still working the basketball thing. But they're here. They're members of the church. They're our young people. We sent them off. Here she is today. I just noticed that Ty is here. Amen. What a wonderful story about those two. When Alan told me his story, he said on a day on the campus that he was talking about his son being a freshman, the athletes, I think, have to get there earlier than most of the other students. And Alan told me, he said, Uncle Byron, when I seen her, it was like all the world just stopped. I'm like, that's a great love story. And they both have been athletes. They've traveled in Europe, France, all over the place. But that moment, so I kind of froze it in my own mind for me. I think Alan was just standing there because God worked it out. Purpose, plan, amen? Are y'all with me still? Purpose, plan in our lives. I'm still there. I'm just choosing somebody out of the congregation to verify, to bring validity to my text. But they were standing there, and I could just, Alan just staring at her, and she's staring at him. And he probably said, after about 5 minutes, he said, you look good. And Ty probably said, hey. Now we got little Ava. But my baby is back there, too, my other baby, Zave, back there, but my little precious little baby. I was talking about him last week, how he made me retire on Mondays or watching. But God is working all that. I look at that. I see the face of God in them, the workings of God in them. Amen. Are we still there? Are y'all warm enough to the text? It's getting a little late. I'm going to move on. I'm moving. Point number one, when I talked about general providence, general revelation, these things are basically the way that God communicates his existence to nature and through the word of God to include the works of the Holy Spirit, like love that's in the text, which we know is a fruit. That's a work of the Holy Spirit, amen? Yes, it is. The conjunction I talked about earlier, the conjunction and appears in Genesis chapter 1. And is in Genesis chapter 1 92 times. I counted it. It's in 31 verses it appears 92 times, 92 times, and the connection where God put everything together. I was telling you the good and the bad. When Adam fell in sin, we know that was bad, right? When he fell into sin, but that bad was working out for us because guess what? Through it, we are saved, right? The adoption took place, and through him, through first the elect people of God, through the Jews, through the Israelites, the other ites, through 42 generations, the red line moving through Jesus Christ, all of these things were connected. I told you that and connected the entire Bible. So here, I'm all the way back here to and. This is the and that we just read it at verse 28. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light. That is, it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Creation could be looked at through general revelation. The scientists do their thing in general, but I'm telling you that it was created through the Spirit of God. That's what I just read, right? We believe the Word of God, amen? That's what it just said. But I just want to tell you, in 31 verses, that's how many times this text appeared. That word in the text appeared. Amen. And my point number two, the call, the works that according to which God has purpose, i.e. the good and the bad. Look at Job 2:10. Job 2:10, if y'all want to turn to it, I can read it. He says, thou speakest, he's talking to his wife. Remember, she came to him after all these things was happening to him? All hell had broke loose. And Job was really going through it, amen? So his wife came to him, and I'm not speaking bad about the woman or anything like that, but I'm just trying to show you how the call, the people who know God, know these things about God. Job said, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speak. Notice that Job used as, and he didn't say like. As, I think, is a simile. To say like is a metaphor. He's not speaking metaphorically. He's just saying, he's making a similarity. You speak like the women that don't know God speak to me. He gave it like that little mute sign, like, whoa. Because remember, look at the next word. It says, what? Question mark. He said, what? Shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? Then the scripture says, this is important, says, in all this, Job did sin, he did not sin with his lips. That statement tells us that evil and bad is a part of God's plan. Because he didn't sin by saying that. Others who came to give Job advice, God got mad. He talked about his friends later on, who came and talked about it. They knew why Job was going through what he was going through, and they had all these reasons. God said, they're the ones that's foolish. I ordained this. This is mine. I'm doing this. And we know from reading the text, reading the book, that Job got double for his trouble. Amen? He got increase. He was blessed beyond. Wait for it. With those who wait for it, you have to wait for this thing to take place. Some of us, including myself sometimes, are impatient with God. And I'm not standing here acting like, I know that we don't go through things, because many of you are going through things now, and I understand. But wait for it. And know that he's working it out for your good. It might seem bad. Maybe somebody done something bad. Maybe you done something bad. Ha-ha. That's why you got forgiveness written into it. Into the program, into his plan, into his purpose. He wrote in forgiveness for us, amen? And the first person we need to be forgiving of is our own self. I know that's an amen. Amen, because I know I have done some things, said some things that I should not have said, and I keep bumping my head, I keep hitting myself in the head. I said, I shouldn't have said that, I shouldn't have done that. But I have to forgive myself so I can move on. I'm glad y'all can connect with that. Look at Genesis 50, 19 and 20. I'll read it. You can turn to it if you want to. And Joseph said unto them, fear not, for am I in the place of God? Question mark. Verse 20 says, but as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. The verse here further clarifies and brings to us the fact that there is evil that's working out for us. It works to Joseph's good. Now, somebody just preached about this or mentioned it in their sermon, I think it was pastor not too long ago, where, you know, when they first seen him, they were at a different place in this verse. I read that. It'll make you cry when his brothers discovered that it was him that was working behind the scenes in their time of famine. Now, just read about famine. Even famine cannot separate us from the love of God. All of this is in the Bible. Amen. Are y'all with me? I'm talking about the word. I'm in the word today. I'm in the word. Listen, even the evil that they thought, see, in the onset, they didn't think it was all too cool what they were saying to him. They said, here he come, the dreamer. Look at him. And daddy's coat that he made for him, you know. And one of the other ones said, I forget what one said, let's kill him. And then the other boy said, no, let's kill him. We were just selling. And they were doing all this, and they put him in a pit, and all these things happened to Joseph. And then you look at the verse, it said he went down like he was going down, down, down. It's like every other chapter, every other verse was saying that he was going down. He went down into prison. He went down, 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 going down. And then God started to bring him up. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Y'all missed that. Y'all missed that. Y'all missed that. God started to bring him up. He went down, and then God started to bring him up. And then when he was coming up, he was being in control of things. He was making shots. He was a big baller and a shot caller. Amen. All of a sudden. But they had meant it for evil. But God turned it around, and he made it for the good. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the same God. We serve the same God. The same God what he done for Joseph, he'll do for you. It's the same God. He's the same God. Where are you right now? Huh? What is the picture of your life? How you see yourself right now? But it is the same God. Amen. Yeah, it's the same God that brings us up. You were down once, but you're coming up. Say to yourself, I'm coming up. I'm coming up, I'm coming up, I'm coming up. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it together with God. Amen. I'm in his plan. I'm in his purpose. I'm saved. I'm the called. Glory be to God. For he is our strength. Yes, he is. God is, yeah. He's all. He's my all in all. In all things, he keeps us. He reminds us every day he is ours. We're with him. You can hold my hand. I'll be with you. I'll work with you. I'll walk with you. Yeah, I'll talk with you. I'll tell you that you are my own. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. I felt that right there. Good Lord. Woo, goodness. He can do some things. And he can work through the bad. That's what I like about it. That's what I like about it. He can work through the bad. Because that's where our impossibility is. It's in the bad thing. Oh, God can't do that. He can't do that. Oh, yes, he can. Oh, yes, he can. Honey, why don't you just get, ain't nothing happening for you, ain't good, ain't no God, there's no existence, we just here. You stupid if you saying that, and if you listening to it, you stupid, you need to stop, you need to put the mute sign on anybody that's saying anything like that around you. I know, sometimes I deal with all different types of people, the intellectual, the scientists, the doctors, so forth and so on. It's a challenge. But I'm gonna tell you that, you know, I'm gonna tell you once more again, when I had my heart attack and I was going from one place to the other, God was totally in control from everybody's decisions all the way to the hospital. And then when I got to the hospital, these little young doctors, they look like kids. My wife said, why don't you start testifying on the goodness of God? The one that met me in the emergency room. I think he was involved in some type of ministry, campus ministry pastor. You know, and while he was talking to me, I think Pastor called on the phone and said, look, I'm in Cleveland. I can't get there right now, bro, but I'm praying. You know, but everything was working together. From the first thought, from my wife saying, don't take him to the hospital. Take him over to Corain Avenue, over to, I forget the name of the place. But so happened that, let me show you how God works. For all things, and all things. Somebody saying all things, and all things. Yeah, I'm just talking about me, personal. Personal testimony is that the doctor himself had a heart attack, and he knew exactly what to look for. See, anybody else at that time would have passed it off or something else. And he done two tests. He said, Byron, either you having a heart attack, you had one. Here's four aspirins. He didn't say, call me in the morning. He called the ambulance. It's so funny. It's funny to me because I was at the doctor's office. Here come an ambulance. They picked me up. They put me in this old raggedy ambulance. Say, all things work together for the good. I was talking about it at first. I said, that's an old amp. I was looking around in there. It's like, this is old. No, where the equipment at? You know, they had all the old stuff they was putting on you. I'm like, what you gonna do? Give me mouth to mouth or what? You know, where y'all equipment at? They laughing the whole time. I was serious. And then I started to realize, you know, and then we started to run. They was passing. All I could do was just feel. I felt every bump. I started to count them because I'm like that. I started to count. I felt every bump in the road. And I told them, I said, you know, I can't die in here if I wanted to. It's too bumpy. They said, we know, we're going to switch this one out in a minute. But I'm telling you, that's how all things work together. They picked me up in a raggedy ambulance, kept me alive, kept me, you know, going until I got to the doctor. And just one thing after another happened. That's why I know, that's why I can preach about this, that all things do work together. That's why I like this verse. Amen. Hallelujah. Are y'all there with me yet? Y'all warming up a little bit. I know I can get kind of technical sometimes. I'm trying not to do that. I'm trying to be less technical and more real. I'm trying to keep it real with y'all. But even more specifically, this is what I really like and I've seen as I go to my point number three. I got to get done. The spirit that God blew into Adam is being blown into us. Y'all got that already, right? Genesis 2:7, it said, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathe into his nostril the breath of life. See, I play around with words sometimes. I look at into, the preposition into, which tells me that some things can be moved out from. It was into. See, he could take the breath from you too. Y'all didn't catch that. If he choose to, amen, he could take the breath out of you. The spiritual and the physical breath. If he choose to, but thanks be to God, because of Jesus Christ, he didn't do that. Amen. He sees us through Jesus, our sins, everything we're committing. He sees Christ in us, and he continues the work of salvation. Amen. Everything gets saved in the salvation plan, even the earth. Read Revelations. The earth becomes new, a new earth, a new heaven. Have y'all got to that point yet? Have y'all read that far to the Bible, all the way to the back in Revelations? All things become new. Was it 2 Corinthians 5:17? For therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Creatures are created things. That's what a creature is. Who created us? God. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Jehovah God. He created us. Amen. Old things are passed away. He's talking to us right now. I'm talking about the penalties of sin, all of those things the pastor constantly talks about. He removed those things. They're passing away from us. That's what you need to know. Your mindset, I'll tell you that they're gone. They're in the rearview mirror. How many of y'all driving from the rearview mirror? You check it every now and then, make sure the popo ain't behind you, but you don't drive from the rearview mirror. You look forward, looking forward to those things. Ah, hallelujah. Glory to God. I went to the Jazz Festival this year, and I'm about ready to close. And I seen Fantasia sing. She sang all of her songs, done a beautiful job. I mean, she was basically had just raving reviews. I think she even might even twerked a little bit on stage. But she is good. She's good. She's a great artist, songwriter. She's an entertainer. She is good. She's good. Big sister, big bone sister, heavy girl. She can get down. You hear me? But what I like about Fantasia is that when she got done doing all that, this sister got down on her knees. She got down on her knees and started to sing Total Praise. And she turned the place out. She got down on her knees, and I could see it in her face. She was sincere. She was thinking about where God had brought her from. And you read the story about her life, the things that God brought her to from and brought her to. You can't help but to give him praise. And some of us just sit still in the time when praise are and worship are. Sometimes we just sit still. Now, I know that I can't judge or praise or whatever it is, but every now and then you got to let folks know. And that helped a lot of people. When she got down on her knees, I know she was thinking about the times when people said you couldn't do this, couldn't do that, didn't have bread, didn't have food, didn't have heat, didn't know where to go. Oh, my God. I mean, just think about that. You know, from one moment you didn't have a dime, not a penny. Now you got millions, almost billions of dollars. And she knew that God done that. God done that. She was spiraling down. But when he got good and ready, he started to bring her up. And when you come, you go in a fast spiral. You watch the drain as things go down the drain. When it's draining good, it moves real fast on it. They say it moves according to gravity, to Earth gravity, and always turn to the right. I guess because I haven't really been to other places like the North Pole. I've been up close to it, but they said the North Pole might turn the other way, or South Pole. But here, where we are, the water, y'all don't even think about stuff like that, do you? All right, I'll stop. But it goes down fast, and it spirals in a tight spiral. It starts in a big spiral, and then it gets tighter, 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 tighter. And it goes down. But when God brings us up, somebody say amen. I said, when God brings us up, oh goodness, he brings us up in a mighty way. I'm done. Doors of church are open. We have an open invitation. God bless you. I hope you're helped by this message today, Pastor. My niece is going to come and do a song.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message.